Well, I've got some homework to do after this teaching, I guess. My goodness, haven't seen that message before. We've done these sharings so hundreds of times, and there's always something new pops up sometimes. Well, bless your hearts. I want to get into the Word. Our theme this year has been living victoriously in hope. And so we're going to look at some different verses on the subject of the hope. And to introduce this, just I think it was yesterday we were talking about how life is organized and how God has communicated what is important. And many times he does that in threes, like body, soul, and spirit, right? Our past, present, future. You know, in grammar, we have first person, second person, third person. I don't know if there's ever a fourth or fifth, but that's how we do it, huh? You know, the goals of the adversary is to steal, kill, and to destroy. So, but what's really important to our Heavenly Father, our God, he says in threes, faith, hope, and charity, right? And charity is the love of God. And these three things, faith or believing, hope, and the love of God, those three things, if we can really tap into those, we're going to live a really an abundant life, a fulfilled life, a life of purpose, and I think it'll be really exciting life as well. And I want to obviously tonight look at the aspect of hope. And, you know, we've been looking at that recently here, having lost our brother Ken, and but we're comforted by the reality that his next awakening moment is the face-to-face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, you know, I believe God gave us this hope of Christ coming back at any time that so that we could deal with the past, present, and the future coming up. And we can live victoriously in light of the hope, knowing this. We can do great and mighty works because we know what the end is. We know the end of the story. And we've got some great things to look forward to. That's for sure. So we can live victorious today because of the hope we have in the future. So let's go to the scriptures tonight. We'll go to 1 Peter first. And in light of the hope, we can take on all kinds of challenges today. Because we know someday he's coming back. It's guaranteed in his word. And he is coming back. So we can just let it all hang out. We can do our best and be our best day in and day out. And why not? Kind of like what that song was saying. We want to leave it all here and do what we can do to the best of our ability, how God has called us and work within us to serve and to minister. Because he's coming back. And that's the final reality that we all look forward to as born-again ones. Well, when Jesus ascended up into heaven, as recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1, what did the angels declare? Because I could just see his followers looking him going up, and they're thinking, oh my golly, he's going to be gone. But what did the angels say? They said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. I think that was verse 11 in Acts chapter 1. So the hope started off on the day of Pentecost, didn't it? So it's pretty neat. But let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. What kind of a hope?
Lively.
A lively hope, a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, we have a living hope, a something that's real and living and vibrant and alive. It's not just, you know, okay, we'll be in heaven and that's that. No, there's some great things that are going to be happening and great, wonderful things for us to look forward to. And until that day, we have the privilege to be our best for our Heavenly Father. So we have a living hope, no matter what our trials, our tribulations that we face day to day, there will be a day when Christ does come back for us. We have the hope of Christ's return, and it's the anchor of our soul. It says that in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which says, we hope we have as an anchor, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and fast. You know, that's our anchor to our soul. That's why we can deal with people falling asleep and all the craziness going on in this world. We know what God has done for our lives and what expectations he has for all of us. So that hope is a wonderful, wonderful anchor for our soul. Well, let's see how important this hope is for us. Ephesians 2. Because there was a time when we didn't have hope. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2, verse 12. And it says there that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I think that's got to be the most, the worst thing that could ever happen to a human being, that they have no hope and they're without God. They're without Christ. But you and I, we have Christ in us. We have the living hope. We do have God as our living Heavenly Father. And we're just thankful that someone taught us God's Word so that we could know these wonderful truths. Titus chapter 1. Let's go to Titus chapter 1. In verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of what?
Eternal
life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Isn't that fantastic? I love this verse here, because there's one thing God cannot do. He cannot lie. He's going to tell the truth every time. And we have the truth of the reality of hope, eternal life in our being. And he promised that way back when. So it's done. It's settled. We got it. So we can move forward with great rejoicing in our hearts. You know, God is not a man that he should lie. He really wants us to know in the depth of our heart the truth of the faith and hope that we have. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Go to chapter 1 in your Bibles. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So God wants the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. And I think the word understanding there is heart. Mm-hmm. He wants the depth of our heart to be enlightened, to know what is the hope of his calling. God has called us, and a wonderful part of that calling is the hope. What a wonderful reality that is for us. So as we walk in the Spirit and utilize it fully and completely, man, we live with great power in our lives. We abound in the hope. Look at Romans 15, chapter 15 in Romans. It's great to see some of these other verses about the hope here. And this is a wonderful one in verse 13, Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with how much joy?
All joy.
This is our God. He's the God of hope, and he's going to fill us with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in what? In hope. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. That power of the gift of Holy Spirit that we have in us. Boy, we want to just tap into that. We want to really work that power that we have in us. We want to speak in tongues much. We want to walk by revelation. We want to do signs, wonders, and miracles. Yeah, that's what we want to do. Because God has filled us. He is the God of all hope, and he's filled us with all joy and peace in believing so that we can abound in this wonderful hope that we have via the Spirit of God that we have. That's why I love speaking in tongues, because, boy, that's just real easy and quick. We could jump right in there, operate the Spirit of God, do something miraculous, to speak languages of men and of angels. Speak to our Heavenly Father. What a privilege, what a joy it is to walk by the Spirit. You know, it's the hope that gives us certainty and makes the difference in our life. As we grab hold of this wonderful hope and embrace it, we will have a very fulfilled life. We will. You know, our brother Ken has lived a fulfilled life. He has done so much to bless so many people. I can imagine the rewards he's going to receive. But we have our lives to continue to live now. And we want to move ahead with the reality of who we are in Christ, knowing that we have this wonderful hope. We have this hope. You know, Jesus Christ said with his last breath on the cross, it is finished, didn't he? Our cry of triumph is, I am thine, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you for, again, how you've loved us and provided so much for us. You've provided this wonderful hope that we can live victorious in. And we can just go day by day with the expectation that Christ will come. And if we fall asleep, the next awakening moment, there he is. That's the truth that you've taught us in your word, Father. And we're so thankful that you would make this kind of life available. Fantastic. So we sure love you, Father, and are grateful that we can continue to grow and be our best for you. So thanks again for loving us and providing so much for us. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.